At the same time, the United States and Russia are accelerating their spending on nuclear forces. The current U.S. plan would require spending $1.2 trillion to modernize the aging U.S. nuclear triad of bombers, submarines, and land-based missiles over the next three decades. The U.S. is reinvesting in the labs and factories that produce warheads. While the U.S. nuclear stockpile has been slashed over the past 30 years, the U.S. military has said the remaining arsenal is unmatched. Russia is in the midst of overhauling its nuclear forces, including new ICBMs, ballistic missile submarines, and modernized heavy bombers. It's developing a massive RS-28 Sarmat ICBM that boasts countermeasures designed to elude U.S. anti-missile systems. It's also practicing nuclear snap drills that involve missile launches from the air, land, and sea. The rest of the world is not blind to the accelerating U.S.-Russia competition. While the two nations account for nearly 93% of the world's nuclear arsenal, there are now nine countries with stockpiles. Not only do they have no plans for disarmament, but they aren't seeking reductions. The number of nuclear weapons in the world has declined since the Cold War, from a peak of about 70,300 in 1986 to 14,550, according to the Federation of American Scientists, FAS. But the pace of reductions has drastically slowed. Around the globe, the perceived value of acquiring nuclear weapons has gone up, while the repercussions of violating treaties has declined, says Hans Christensen, director of the Nuclear Information Project at FAS. We're certainly in a dynamic strategic competition where all sides are arming themselves, he says. If the dynamic is not stopped and reversed, it will almost inevitably escalate into an arms race. That is in the nature of the beast.